This is Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. Welcome to episode 59. Last week I gave a workshop on academic writing at the Summer School of Graz University. And I made an interview with one of the students there, Jonathan Smith, on the last day before the farewell party. Today you can listen to sound bites from that interview.
Interesting, having a Cuban band living in Vienna.
Yeah, they had that last year as well.
Did they?
Yes.
You were here last year?
No, I wasn't, but just people told me that they were very nice.
So I'll move it like that.
Okay, so if you can just maybe come, not too close, but not unnatural. So Jonathan Smith, coming from New York City.
New York City.
First time in Austria.
Yes, sir.
And what about Europe?
No, I've studied abroad in 2007 in Denmark. And then subsequently, I go try and get back every year. So last year I was here for a month. I took off, though, in 2008, unfortunately.
I see.
I like Europe a lot better than the States.
How come? I mean, of course, many people are attracted to something that's different. Is that your...
Yeah, I'm from New York City. It's being dwarfed by all those buildings and seeing all these quaint, colorful little cities with all riding their bicycles and everyone sitting at cafes. It's just...
But the cultural life of New York City is very colorful, too.
But your buildings, whereas, your buildings are just glass or concrete.
Yes, for me.
And the cappuccino?
Thank you.
Talk for coffee.
Yeah. Oh.
Five.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, living in the city. It's, the buildings are rather boring for the most part.
And New York City's... Building's boring?
I think
so. Which part of New York City do you live in? Not Manhattan.
No, I live in Staten Island, which is suburbia.
That. Yes.
The suburbia of the five boroughs. We're like the unwanted stepchild of New York City.
Right.
Everyone makes fun of us.
Okay, and actually, here, being here, one of the courses you took was something that helped you reflect on your culture from an outsider's point of view, didn't you?
Well, I am.
What was this, the seminar you took?
I'm writing about the Cold War for my thesis. Well, I mean, to be more specific, I'm writing about Cold War universities, or also the campus novels. I took a...
One of them, Belgium.
What was that? Yeah, no, the Belgium. I'm actually writing my seminar paper on roles that Esther had to play in the university, you know, with the... segregated gendered segregated dorms.
Yeah, girls and boys.
With the girls making fun of her because she's not dating, or ostracizing her because she'd rather study and do well with her life rather than, you know, be a housewife. And stuff along those lines. It's not exactly what I'm going for, but in my thesis, but it's relatively close. So, you know, it was interesting, as I said in my presentation this morning. I've never had a Russian perspective of it, but even more so than the Russian-America perspective. Well, excuse me, U.S.-America.
So Russian, like myself. Current Russian, or like Soviet Russian?
Alexandra is Russian, but I mean she has the history of the Soviet Union from inside, whereas in my speech I was talking about how they were communist, totalitarian slaves, and as I was telling her about this, she's like, no, we weren't communists, and I'm like... That's what they tell us in America. You were communist slaves. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed the European perspective of it.
You know, as you mentioned also in your talk.
The reason I wanted to study American studies out here so much is because I'm getting the outsider perspective. Yeah. You know, I go to all my history classes through high school, through grade school. America's great. We did this. We won World War II for everyone. And now it's like,
of course,
wait a second.
With the Allies, not just the U.S.
No, I mean with the Allies, but you know, when we came in, we flexed our muscles.
So, in terms of your workshop, you took, of course, with Ron and me, the journalism and. Academic
writing, yes.
I was very pleased to see your badge review.
Well,
it's already on the...
I saw it. It put a smile on my face. It's to the first time I've been published.
So you'll be here as well in the podcast. So you're writing, you did writing classes, of course, at university?
Yeah, in my undergraduate, you know, first level, 111, well, for my school, 111, and English, 151, which is, you know, basic writing courses. And then ever since then, it's pretty much tips here, tips there, you know, a mark here, a mark there on a paper. Never, you know, this is
conceptual.
The best way to structure it, this is the best way to do it. You know, each professor has slightly influenced me, you know, in minute ways, but
how about seeing other students' work? I mean, you reviewed the students' reviews.
Yeah, like, I reviewed Laya's from class, and also Ivan's. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
That's
I'm Americanizing
from Ukraine. Ivan.
Yeah, I Americanized it, unfortunately. I need to practice that. But it was interesting seeing, like, especially Laya's. Commas would be different, like
the way she felt.
Yeah,
sentence should be broken up.
Sentence structure was weird. The way they placed some words, or like, this shouldn't go here.
So you pointed that out. Also, maybe saw something that she did well.
Yeah, no, I mean, other than that, she wrote really well, which is it's crazy to me to see all these people from so many nations writing
in
English.
Your mother tongue.
Yeah, it's my mother tongue, so you know, I'm able to make, you know, metaphors, returns of phrases, and you know, able to put this stuff in for them. It's
becoming more natural than for them.
Yeah, they have to sit and think. I mean. Unfortunately, no.
So how long are you going to be staying up tonight?
I'm either going to try and get to bed sometime, definitely after one, of course, but or I'm just going to try and power through and sleep on the train, wake
going
up.
Going to Vienna first?
Yeah, I'm going to Vienna to hop on a plane to Berlin, and then I have a three-hour layover, and then Berlin to Copenhagen.
Right.
So I have a lot of traveling, so I can do a lot of sleeping then, not a...
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do, too.
I don't know when I'm going to be able to have this, you know, again.
So. Yeah, maybe not in the near future.
No, I'm going to apply for next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Just because
I would like to come back, too, here. It would be nice to meet
up. To get paid to come here.
Oh, wow, that's it. Yes. It's also the experience and the travel and meeting all these people. I mean, I just was amazed by seeing all these people from South Africa, Ukraine, U.S.,
some nations I've never met before, and it was just.
Maybe you can go and visit them in their place.
I've actually, I've made a few plans already. Tin, I think he lives in Slovenia, which is just right over the border. I forget what town.
Not Croatia, Tin.
Was it Croatia?
I thought.
He tells me the town name, not the country. So, I just picked one.
Around, I guess.
Yeah, he's already. You got to come. You got to come for a weekend. My roommate Rick, who lives in the Netherlands, studies in in Berlin, so I'm making plans to go up there. He's making plans to come down to Graz. A few people from Vienna, you know, so I'm making all these plans. Or even a Canadian who lives in the Yukon, so I get to see the Great North, which I've always
an exposure.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go that far north, to see either 24 hours of sun or 24 hours of darkness.
Cool. Thanks so much. May I take a photograph of you?
Oh, absolutely. Let me take my sunglasses.
Let me just see. I hope it recorded everything. Listening to the 59th episode of Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. Until next time, take it easy.